But when all of the younger men refuse to kill for the sake of peace, and when all of the women forbid their men to kill for the sake of peace, and when you realize that no peace will come through killing, and that the end does not justify the means. And when you grow full and light with thoughts of peace, there will be an end to war. But as long as any men go to war for the sake of peace, there will be war. And as long as any woman teaches her sons to go to war because of love of the peace, there will be war. You make your world when you populate your world with ideas of peace, then peace will grow. When you think thoughts of aggression, you attract aggression, and you draw it out from others in daily conduct and on the part of nations. Now, you cannot understand this now, and yet I tell you that your own preoccupation with arms is a contrast is received by others, and your own thoughts are materialized, and you create wars in your minds that then must be faced with your flesh and your blood. The reality that you have is a replica of your thoughts. If you do not like the world, you must change your thoughts. And no exterior manipulation will change the face of your experience one iota if you do not change your dreams and your thoughts.
Unfortunately, you equate aggression with strength, so you are afraid to elect a peaceful man. And all the other countries feel the same, so they are afraid to put into power, by whatever means, peaceful men. And so your world situation is a result of your individual beliefs en masse. Now, when individually you believe in peace, and when you no longer believe that good is weak and evil is powerful, then on countrywide basis, you will put people into power who believe in the active nature of peace. And again, there is no other answer.